Please remain standing. The readings were very long today, so the homily will be short, but you will help me give it. We will do this together. On that very first day of the week, two of Jesus's were going. And what were they doing? They were talking about Jesus, conversing about Jesus, about what happened. And Jesus appears. Scripture tells us that where two or more are gathered in my name, I will be there, saith the Lord. Mass begins after I say the Father, I go, the Lord be with you, and you say. That's to remind us that for the simple fact that we have gathered together in the name of the Lord, Jesus is with us. Then, as they're walking along, what does Jesus do? He explains the scriptures to them. And as he's explaining the scriptures to them, you know, their hearts are on fire. Well, when I began this gospel reading, I began by saying, the Lord be with you, and you said. Because the scriptures are not just history, it's not just biography, it's the living word of God. When you hear the scriptures proclaimed, you hear the word of God proclaimed, he is with you. And then when they were at dinner, he took the bread, blessed it, broke it, and they recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread. When we begin the Eucharistic prayer, I begin every Eucharistic prayer begins with the words, the Lord be with you, and you say. Because that's the third way Jesus is with us during the Eucharist and during the Mass. Three different ways Christ is present with us in the liturgy. The Walk of Emmaus is known as the Second Mass because all the elements of the Mass are here. But there's one more time. There's one more time at the end when before I give you the final blessing, I say, the Lord be with you, and you say. Because that Lord, who is with you because you gathered in his name, who is with you because you heard his word proclaimed, who is with you because you received him in the Eucharist, is that same Lord that goes with you out those doors into the life you live on toward the kingdom of God. Please remain standing for the profession of faith.